This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
How do we show up for our mahi if we don't show up for ourselves? You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I have just came back from Auckland for a youth and philanthropy retreat at Long Bay Beach, which is a very different part of Auckland that I'm used to, because I've never been to anywhere else besides the CBD or the airport. So, I definitely had a really good time seeing another part of Auckland that I am definitely not used to. It could probably even be the most north of New Zealand I've ever been to as well. But the Youth and Philanthropy Aotearoa Retreat is a space for young people under the age of 35 who work in areas of funding or philanthropy. And honestly, the word philanthropy is a really big word. We all talk about it all the time. Some of us, you know, I feel like I also still need to break down the word philanthropy because it's such a big word, which makes it so inaccessible to communities to understand what the word actually is. But, you know, the things we talk about there are things like that. The word philanthropy itself, we actually vibe with the word thoughtful giving a lot more. And, you know, just exploring the definition of philanthropy in the first place. If you think of philanthropy, you think of old white rich men, and it is something that needs to change. And it is changing. The space of giving and also people who work in philanthropy are definitely changing here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And you can really feel that when you spend time with all the other rangatahi at the retreat. And I'm really hopeful for the future of this country as well. But today I want to talk about how young people are changing the culture of well-being. And I definitely felt that a lot throughout the retreat because it was a three-day retreat and the theme was rooted and rising, which means at first we slow down and think about our roots and we ground ourselves through lots of connecting and just exploring activities that make us feel grounded. And then the next part of the retreat would be the rising part. And that's when we actually come together and talk about work and how we can contribute and help each other. Because a working community is a community that collaborates and also is well connected. So that was definitely the intentions behind the Youth and Philanthropy Retreat, which I am very, very grateful for. It's really cool because on the first day, we came together, we connected, and most of us, we don't really know each other. This is the third retreat that the Youth and Philanthropy hosted. And I went to the one last year as well. And it's really wholesome, which is why I'm sticking along. I'm also coordinating their podcast. If you want to find out more about that, it's called Price of Purpose, the Price of Purpose podcast. It's been really fun recording their season 2 and working with the host Lottie with connecting with the guests and also recording and editing. It's a really fun use of my skills as well. But some of my reflections from the retreat has been just how intentional they have been around well-being. They have definitely made it very, very, very clear from the beginning that it is a space where you can bring your full selves. You are not expected to be contributing 100% to all of decisions. You are allowed to tap in and out whenever you need to. You are allowed to bring your laptop if you want to do some work. Feel free to take time for yourselves. There's a prayer room, prayer space. You can bring your kids if this is something that would help you to be part of the sessions as well. And yeah, I think just the idea of having all of those very clearly stated from the beginning, it was definitely a helpful mindset to have. And because we were allowed to be our most selves, we were definitely a lot more comfortable with each other, and we got to bring our mahi along as well. And yeah, I just love the idea of learning about someone before I learn about what they do for work, because to me, work isn't everything. There's so much to learn about someone when you ask them about their full selves, who they are, who is important to them, what is important to them, who are people in their communities, what are their aspirations about life. I think that is all more important than getting a, you know, CV explanation or a LinkedIn rundown of who you are, what you do for work, the projects that you're leading. And I definitely felt how this type of retreats are very, very, very different to, you know, some of the conferences I have been to the past where it is definitely work-focused. One of my favorite sessions from the retreat was, I think it was on the second day, we didn't have like a typical get-to-know-each-other session where everyone speaks one by one and introduce themselves and their mahi. The Youth and Philanthropy did things very, very differently. We were actually made to stand in different ends of the room. So it will be like a spectrum of how much you agree with something or where you are in that spectrum. So for example, there was a session where we had to choose whether you are a planner or whether you are a type of person that goes with the flow. And that was really fun because it really sparked a lot of conversations about the personalities of the people in the room. So for the people who are planners, they would also talk about like why it was important for them to plan every single detail of their lives and how that is helping them and how that has helped them with their life choices and also their work. But we also got to hear from the people who choose the people who go with the flow and why it is important for them to go with the flow and how, you know, just living life, following the nature's course is the right way to go. And yeah, it made me reflect a lot about myself as well, which I really appreciate. I am definitely a go with the flow person with some aspects of planning. But, you know, I don't really get too bumped when things don't really go my way. There were also sessions where we discussed where people are in terms of the eldest children, the youngest children, and the middle children. And it was really funny because it became like a support group of people who experienced the same childhoods. And yeah, you can really learn a lot about someone from experiencing those things. And also just learning about them as a person rather than their mahi. So that is something that I want to bring into my life. Just thinking about how I am with networking or also meeting people. It's so easy to ask people, oh, what do you do for work? Rather than getting to know them on a deeper level of their personal selves rather than just straight into work talk. Because I think you build a lot more deeper connections when you really get to know the person before they talk about who they are and what they do for their mahi. So, these decisions were so wholesome. I definitely got to learn a lot more about the people, and it made me think about how my generation are changing the way we see well-being and how do we incorporate well-being in everyday, especially on annual conferences where this is the only time you get to meet one another. And it's thinking about like the investment of your time as well. Is it worth the money you spend to bring people together? But it's so worth it when you shift your thinking from money to just connection in general and thinking about the social aspects of bringing people together. We also had a lot of sessions where we learned about how to care for ourselves when we do work, because for a lot of us, it's, you know, the things that we do can be quite taxing because we work with communities, we absorb a lot of emotions, some good emotions, some bad emotions. So having that session where we actually got to reflect on who we are and why it's important to put some levels of boundary between ourselves and also the people we work with. Also how important it is to have these regular check-ins on ourselves when we need to. It's so important to learn how to breathe. That's something I don't usually do. And it's just really helpful to come together and learn about all these skills, because I don't, you know, you don't usually learn these skills when you think about work, or also when you come into adulthood as a young person, getting out of high school, into university. You know, no one gave you a book of the things you need to do to mentally take care of yourself. And it was a really wholesome experience just being able to learn more from others. We had people who just show up and lead stretching classes, stretching sessions. And because we were in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland, and it was such a beautiful day, we also got to have some of our sessions outside and also inside. We really got to enjoy and just explore what feels right and how we feel. So it was really, really good to be around people who actually see me as who I am rather than my role, because, you know, it's not usual that we get to be our full selves every single day. And especially when it is a professional, you know, conference or something that is tied to a certain organization, we do have to limit the amount of information we share about ourselves. And it was definitely something that really changed my mind about the future of well-being in general. Because right now, just thinking about how work has changed, in some places in the world, people are talking about 4-day work weeks. People are also talking about working flexibly, especially for people who have commitments outside of their work, like families and communities. But also, I feel like young people are also redefining what success means. And success doesn't mean, you know, the stability of having a full-time career in something that is amazing, you know? I think for us now, we value purpose and whether it aligns with our values. And I feel very lucky to be in spaces where that's the case. But I do know some people who feel like their full-time jobs are places where they do it for just the survival of living every day. But they invest some time in doing the things that they enjoy as a hobby, or they have other passion projects that actually define who they are. And I think that's really special. So one of the things I have reflected on from the retreat was just the concept of being busy. All of us did talk about where things are for each of us at the time that we were there. You know, it's crazy. It's November and we are gearing towards the end of the year. There's so much to do. It's so busy. And it definitely feels like a really strange time to try to even, you know, take a step back and reevaluate some of your priorities. But also, it's really boring when people say they're busy. I have tried to stop myself from saying, oh yeah, it's been busy. I really hate when I accidentally say that, because it's so normal when you meet someone like, oh hey, how have you been? Oh yeah, it's been busy. We have to stop saying that, because it just makes busy seem normal, and we shouldn't normalize busy. Being productive means being busy. And, you know, we're waving this badge of honor around because we think it is the thing you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be busy. But also now I realize that just the concept of rest in general, it shouldn't be rest after doing work. I feel like this year especially, I've been quite intentional about including rest every day, not just after completing a big task, or, you know, just not just after work. For example, I try my best to walk during my lunch break. I'm very lucky to have a 1-hour lunch break now. Before this, it was 30 minutes, which felt very, very rushed because all I could do was eat and then I'm back at my computer. But 1 hour lunch breaks have been very, very helpful to me because I get to firstly eat and then if the weather is great, I'll go outside. If the weather is not great, I'll still go outside, but I will just look at the rain or just be part of the cold because we just need that change in environment as well. I definitely used to be very, very, very naughty by eating in front of my computer, my work computer, because it just feels comfortable. I don't really want to move, but you know, when you're staying in your comfort like that, it's not going to help you to feel good after 2 p.m. while you finish off that 3-hour afternoon session until 5. So I've definitely been a lot more intentional about including rest during my day. Also try to plan to meet with people during my lunch breaks because it shouldn't be, you know, being busy shouldn't be everything. You're going to feel a lot better about including people in your lives and also having time to de-stress with them rather than only meeting them once every 3 months, only to give a rundown of everything that you've achieved in that 3 months and everything they've missed. Just the idea of friendships has also been very different as well because now I want to do things with my friends rather than only meeting them for a catch-up where we hear things in past tense, you know? So that was a lot of reflections just based on just being young and also the idea of well-being in general and why it is important for us to make sure we do find time for the things that we enjoy. It is a reminder that, you know, with the end of the year coming up really fast, to still find time to pause and take breaks because it is so important. I hope that you do have some good things that you're looking forward to. That is not the end of the year. You need to have at least something to look forward to during that week or even at the end of the day. Or, you know, just have something that you're excited about. And it's not like the next holiday when the next holiday is Christmas and that's the end of the year. Because you don't want to be burnt out until Christmas because that's not going to help as well. Because I don't think the end of the year holidays are a remedy to your burnout if you're already driving yourself to be burnt out during the whole month. So definitely find time. Find time to take some time off, whether it is just going out, making time to see the nature, or just catch up with some friends. So you're allowed to choose the degree of how much you want to spend time on your rest. Because life should be balanced. And I will never again say I am busy because I do not want to be busy. I want to feel whole. I want to feel like everything I do is meaningful. Again, thank you for listening. I hope to see you again next week. You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.